The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, from the Rolling Stones to Tom Cruise, you may have seen a series of TikToks showing the Hollywood star playing golf and doing magic tricks, but the videos are actually something called a deep fake, where someone's face is superimposed over another person's face to make it look as if they're saying or doing something else. The mannerisms and facial expressions are pretty convincing, if a little creepy. And there's an interesting piece in the Financial Times this morning where the man behind those Tom Cruise videos, a Belgian, says it took him 3 months to gather photos and pictures and video of Tom Cruise and 24 hours of editing and post-production for one video alone. But Liam Geraghty has taken a deep dive into deepfakes.
Ever since the invention of photography, people have tried to manipulate images. In 1942, Mussolini had a portrait of himself taken on a horse. He had the horse handler removed from the photograph so he'd look more heroic. These days, it's images and videos being altered to create disinformation.
It may look like Tom Cruise has joined TikTok, but this isn't Tom Cruise at all.
One is able to create false evidence. One is able to impersonate people, make them say things they wouldn't say. And that is an incredible danger.
Gregory Tower is a Leaving Cert student from Bandon in Cork. Gregory won the BT Young Scientist earlier this year for his advanced computer program that detects deepfake videos.
They've been used in a variety of industries, including art, cinema, pornography, social media, and politics. And there are many notable examples of deepfakes misrepresenting public figures like Barack Obama, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Queen Elizabeth, and most recently, Tom Cruise.
It's the real thing. I mean, it's all the real thing.
They're currently a threat to privacy, to democracy, and national security.
Rachel McDonald, Associate Professor at the School of Computer Science and Statistics in Trinity, says deepfakes were born out of visual effects.
Face replacement was limited to really, really high-end budget for massive movie studios. It cost millions and huge teams of people.
Now, though, Rachel says anyone can look up a YouTube tutorial to learn how to do it. Though the Tom Cruise video, Rachel says, was not done by amateurs.
I mean, that wasn't one where you just put your selfie in and you turn out a Tom Cruise looking like that. You know, that was a team of visual effects experts with, you know, a really, really good deep neural network with trained very heavily on Tom Cruise.
All of this is just becoming, you know, cheaper and simpler to do and becoming increasingly realistic as well.
Anya Kerr, who sometimes sits in Richard's chair, is co-founder of Kinzen, a tech company specializing in uncovering disinformation. Anya says it's good to be skeptical of images we encounter on the internet.
That emotional skepticism that kicks in a moment like that of, should I believe my eyes? And I think, you know, a lot of people have educated themselves in recent years of when you see something and something just doesn't feel right, well, to practice some skeptical thinking. You know, I've seen that amongst friends and family. There is great celebration sometimes in being the person to go, actually, that's BS. I've just debunked it. Here's what I found out.
Okay, so I want to play you something. This is me reading from Edgar Allan Poe. I promise this will make sense in a minute.
True. Nervous, very, very dreadfully nervous I had been and am. But why will you say that I am mad? The disease had sharpened my senses. Not destroyed, not dulled them. Above all was the sense of hearing acute.
So, as you may have already twigged, that was not me. I didn't read that. That was some audio generated by computer software which listened to my voice and tried to copy. It's a kind of audio deepfake. I wanted to see if it was convincing, so I sent it to a load of friends asking for advice on the reading. And while everyone pretty much said it wasn't the best reading I'd ever done, no one realized it was fake.
Hi, Liam. How's it going? I think you're reading the words, but I don't really get a sense of the intention behind the words.
Just the reading seems slightly fast. I would suggest maybe slightly slower and a bit more dramatic.
And maybe just pitch it slightly higher. You just sound a little bit like you're not that excited, like you're not enjoying it that much or something.
I'd kind of like put more of this into it. Like he's talking about being mad, you know?
Then I felt really bad because everyone was so nice with their feedback. So I came clean and told them that it was, in fact, a fake.
Oh my God. Is this like the future? That is genuine madness. I'm shocked.
Lame. That is totally creepy. Am I in a science fiction program?
I think that's horrifying.
Oh my God, we're all doomed.
Then I thought, what if I played it for someone with an ear for disinformation, Anya Kerr?
What am I listening to, Liam?
She rumbled me straight away.
The little pauses, some of it is just not as smooth as the actual spoken word. But yeah, God, it's amazing, isn't it, though?
Liam Garrity reporting.